On the heels of episode 6, in which we heard the moving story of former NFL lineman Kyle Turley, I wanted to take a bit of a deeper look at cannabis and CBD, and the potential benefits for football players. Obviously, Turley is a huge advocate, as he says cannabis helped him not only kick an addiction to painkillers, but also to overcome depression and thoughts of suicide. And he's not alone. Numerous former NFL players are advocating, promoting, and selling cannabis and CBD products. And the industry is exploding. Legal marijuana was a $10 billion industry in the U.S. in 2018, and it's expected to grow into the $16 billion range in the coming year, which is quite amazing when you consider that marijuana is still illegal under federal law, even while more and more states are moving towards varying levels of legalization. As legalization has grown, so have the methods for consuming cannabis. There is smoking marijuana, of course, or consuming edible marijuana products, but there are also a host of CBD products, energy drinks, oils, muscle and joint creams, vapes and gummies, and other edibles. As we noted in episode 6, a lot of big companies like Coca-Cola and Molson Coors are thinking of diving into the cannabis market, so you could soon see an explosion in cannabis-based drinks. What separates CBD products from marijuana is that they do not contain THC, which is the component in marijuana that makes you high. So in theory, you get all the benefits without the psychoactive effects. But what do we really know about the health benefits of CBD? Now, there is strong evidence that cannabis helps reduce seizures for those with epilepsy, and research has shown it helps with inflammation, pain, anxiety, even nausea from chemotherapy for cancer patients. You all heard what Kyle Turley said about how it helped him, and he's not alone among football players. Former players like Ricky Williams, Jake Plummer, Nick Jackson, and Nick Lowry are all among those to advocate for cannabis. And former Chicago Bears quarterback Jim McMahon, who has dealt with a host of problems since his playing days, has called medical marijuana a godsend. But what these players are providing is primarily anecdotal evidence, and mostly about marijuana itself. But where are we at with the science around CBD? This is where it gets a bit murky, and there was even an interesting story from NBCNews.com in early December that pointed this out. In the article, Dr. Jeffrey Chen of UCLA has this to say, quote, "Certainly, there is therapeutic potential from CBD, but the amount of human data is minuscule, and popular access and consumption have far outpaced the science. So if you're going to take it, you have to understand there is little data, and you have to be very careful about the source, and you need to talk to your doctor about how it might interact with other drugs you are taking." Chen is the executive director of the Cannabis Research Initiative at UCLA, which is at the forefront of looking into this issue. Another respected researcher, Dr. Margaret Haney, the director of Columbia University's Marijuana Research Laboratory, echoes Chen's comments and even says that CBD users might be experiencing a placebo effect. Also, keep in mind that nobody is really regulating CBD, and the FDA does not allow companies to tout the health benefits of these products. In fact, there is only one CBD medication that has been approved by the FDA for medical use. That's a drug called Epidiolex, and it's used to treat two rare forms of epilepsy. I would like to point out one really interesting study that's going on right now at the University of Miami Concussion Program, where Dr. Jillian Hotz is researching the neuroprotective qualities of CBD. Dr. Hotz is examining CBD for the purpose of potentially coming up with a pill that could be used to treat concussions. This research is very early, but preclinical trials on mice have had some encouraging results. The next step would be a small controlled study involving humans before broadening it out to a full-scale clinical study. Dr. Hotz said, quote, "One thing has eluded us, a clinically proven medication to treat concussion. Whether or not this study leads to a pill that could treat concussion, this type of research will pave the way for UM and other researchers to better manage concussion. It's a privilege to help lead this journey." To sum up, what we know so far is there is a lot of anecdotal evidence as to the benefits of cannabis, and there's a fair amount of research as well. There are an increasing number of football players who swear by its benefits, particularly as a pain reliever. But when it comes to CBD, Apart from the one drug that can be used to treat epilepsy, there is much left to learn, and the scientific community is preaching sort of a guarded optimism. There are researchers that are pretty excited about the possibilities of CBD, but even they suggest caution before going out and buying these products. Remember, there is no regulation of CBD products. In fact, the New York Times reported that in a study of 84 samples of CBD products, only 26 contained the amount of CBD that was claimed on their labels, and 18 of them actually contained THC, which could lead to impairment if you use them. The FDA has also found that many of these products don't contain the amount of CBD that they say they do. So football players should be careful about what they purchase. They should also check the laws in the state where they live before using cannabis, and they should check with their doctor before taking anything. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of Raised Sports. Head over to our website, raisedsports.com, for more information on this topic. We've got a map of marijuana laws across the United States, as well as links to a couple of great stories with a lot more information. I'm Bob Harkins. This is Raised Sports. Have a great day.